Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Buckeye great Bobby Carpenter, now with 97.1 The Fan, co-host of Carpenter and Rothman, noon to 3 on 97.1 The Fan, and of course, ESPN analyst as well. And as all our guests do, Bobby, a guest courtesy of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bobby, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, man. Just disappointed that, you know, your guy Bull can't play when he's injured a little bit, you know, taking some time off. I mean, it was a long recovery from surgeries, even if they're minor procedures, and now, you know, he's just incapacitated at home.
Yeah, he's, I mean, that. Hi, Bobby.
How we doing, Bobby Carpenter?
I'm doing great, man. Like, listen, they got limited tolerance for people like, you know, I mean, they get a vasectomy, take a week off. Like, I got a vasectomy before work and came in and did the show afterwards. You're sitting down talking into a mic. What are we talking about?
Dustin, you've got to take it from here. I'm laughing too hard.
Yeah, same with me. My vasectomy didn't put me out that long. Anyway, let's move on to some football. Bobby, wow. Miles Garrett suspended for the – let's just get over this. Miles Garrett suspended for the season. You saw what happened. You agree with the suspension and how the league's handling it?
You know, there were people who came out. I feel like now, like, the more severe suspension you called for, like, the more promotion you got from it, the more publicity that came from it. You know, to me, initially I saw it. I thought, okay, probably 2 to 3 games. You know, I don't necessarily have a huge problem with 6. I was on the field when Albert Haynes was stomped on Gerard's face, or on the sideline, rather. You know, he got 5 games for that. I mean, this seems like it's kind of a similar situation. 6 games I don't have a problem with, like, extending the playoffs, assuming the Browns get on a run. Like, that's punishment enough. And, you know, people are talking about him, you know, for next season. I'm like, listen, you know, the guy, he was probably going to be on a Pro Bowler for sure, probably an All-Pro. He's up near the top of the NFL in sacks. Like, all those things are gone. Not to mention he wouldn't be part of a potential playoff run, you know, down the stretch. So, like, there's enough penalty in this for him. And I don't think the NFL wants it to drag into next season either, where, you know, this is something people are going to be talking about week 3, week 4, when's Miles Garrett coming back?
So, Bobby, does a lot of this have to do with the other end? On the other end of this was a quarterback in Mason Rudolph. If this is, say, an offensive lineman, do you think this is still as big a deal as it is?
You know, I'd like to hope that doesn't matter. It probably does play in a little bit. Like, when, and I'm watching that, and this is why, and I'm not trying, I don't want to call Mason Rudolph a victim. Like, he was a participant in what happened. He got, obviously, the brunt of it. You know, if Miles Garrett doesn't swing the helmet and just maybe grabs him and, like, throws him to the ground or pushes him, he probably gets a game. Maybe Mason Rudolph gets a game. Like, for getting involved, because he tried to pull his helmet off initially, and then he re-entered the fray. Like, I'm not going back there to fight Miles Garrett. Not at 36 years old. And I've watched that dude work out. I've seen what he does to guys. Like, part of it, you got to be able to make a skilled decision about what is going to happen. And then you never enter a fight in the NFL or in any football if you don't have your helmet to begin with. So, like, I think part of it was the optics were so bad. It was the only game on. It's Thursday night. Like, when Albert Haynes were stomped on Gerard, it's a early window game, mm-hmm. week 3 on a Sunday. So you have 15 other games to talk about. And so there was none of that for all of Friday. And I think that's where all this tidal wave came from, publicity.
Bobby Carpenter's with us, of course, from 97.1 The Fan and ESPN, doing a great job there on the Get Up show. Bobby, do you think the Browns can make a run here? You know, they have 6 games left. It's according to the FPI, the analytics, that they have the easiest schedule remaining. Probably going to have to win them all and still need a little bit of help to try and make a playoff run. But do you think the Browns can do it?
Well, the problem is, I think the Ravens were a lot better. I thought this division would be winnable at 9-7, and the Ravens have taken on a life of their own. since that point in time. Lamar Jackson's playing great. If they don't make the playoffs, I think the game you're going to look at is that Denver game. Because, and even outside of like the Seattle game and the Rams game, other games that they should have won, like, dude, you're playing a quarterback who's never played in an NFL game before. You've got to find a way to win that. Like, I'm still was holding on to the playoffs even, you know, a week or two ago. And I still think that's a possibility. Without Myles Garrett, is it going to be harder to beat the Ravens and Steelers again? Yeah, absolutely. He's a really, really good player, one of the best defensive ends in the game. But if they can get this offense humming a little bit, I think they're going to be fine. I see that. I think 8-8 is a real, real shot at that. 10-6 going to be very difficult. 9-7, I think there's a possibility. But I think I would not rule out running the table. They did beat Baltimore once already.
All right, Bobby, I want to shift gears a bit. And obviously, this is I know it's been a hot topic of conversation, not just here but everywhere. But we can't have you on and not talk some college football, and specifically the Scarlet and Gray. Buckeyes seemingly finally going to get tested here the last couple of weeks of the season, at home against Penn State, on the road at Michigan. Let me start with this, though. Obviously, you've played on some great teams, you and Dustin. Dustin, you know, national championship in 02. Is this the best slash most complete team you've either played on or seen in your time following or playing with Ohio State?
You know, that's tough. Like, Dustin will probably tell you, our 02 team wasn't probably even the best team he was on. We were probably better in 03. And maybe my senior year in 05, I thought we were maybe better than both. You know, sometimes you get the breaks, sometimes you don't. I think the 2015 team was probably the best team in Ohio State in the last 30 years. With all the talent, but they lose, you know, a heartbreaker to Michigan State and don't even get a chance to play for it. You know, what this team has done, what's really impressive is you look at the last 2 years, they've had that letdown game and lost to a team that they shouldn't have. This team wasn't about that. Like, the juniors and seniors remember those losses. And remember, no matter what they did in the other games, they couldn't erase, you know, one terrible game. And so they've taken that to heart. They've played really, really well. I would say this team is as good as anybody in the country. I'm always a little worried when you haven't been tested and you haven't had to win, you know, a close game late in the fourth quarter, because I do believe that there is something that, like, battle hardens you about that. And that Justin Fields is, you know, he's a first-year starter and he's never experienced that especially. But, you know, this team, I don't even know. Like, J.K. Dobbins came out and said, he goes, why does this game have to be close? Like, it doesn't. That's one of the great things that Coach, you know, it's a big rival. It's a big game. Like, it doesn't have to be close. If Ohio State comes out and plays like they're capable of, none of the next three games need to be close. And so they have that type of – they have that capability with the talent that they have. Ryan Day's done a great job of – you watch him call big games. He feels teams out, and after two drives, he's got a beat on them, and, man, it's put the pedal down. So it's been really impressive. They're going to get Chase Young back. I'm sure he's going to try to make up 3 weeks' worth of production in 1 week. Which that's not a great sign for Sean Clifford if you're playing quarterback at Penn State.
Penn State, I think they're, what are they, 19.5-point favorites, Bobby?
Yeah, I think it's 18.5, 19.5. It is a solid three score.
Yeah.
Spread for Ohio State.
I saw this morning. My friend sent me this info. There's only been 7 instances of team being favored by 18 or more points against a top 10 team ever. I mean, it's crazy, and pretty much all of those teams covered the spread. So that kind of indicates that Vegas is typically right on the money with some of these. And I think the number's right. I mean, I've watched Penn State. I watched them play Minnesota. Then I watched Minnesota lose to Iowa. And here we are. I think Ohio State rolls. And by the way, Bobby, this team might be more talented than any team we've seen. Because I can't believe how they just keep – yeah, go ahead.
There's so much talent at the offensive skill positions. Like, it is crazy to think about how good they are. And so if they get protection up front for Fields, like, it's a wrap, because the secondary is really good. Like, Penn State, they thrive on big plays to Hamler. Like, if they're not getting big plays, they struggle. And so Ohio State, if they can limit those big plays, man, offensively, it's just a matter of time where they keep tapping you with that hammer, and then eventually they begin to bludgeon you.
Yep.
Bobby, we'll get you out of here with this, but appreciate the time. Again, Bobby Carpenter, 97.1 The Fan, co-host of Carpenter and Rothman, noon to 3, and, of course, ESPN analyst as well. All right, top teams in the country. Rankings are going to come out again tonight. LSU at the top, most likely. Ohio State 2, Clemson 3. Is there a Is there a fourth team that you feel confident putting in that fourth slot, or is it kind of up in the air in your mind?
You know, with Bama losing like that, that really hurts the situation. You know, I'm inclined to put the SEC or the Pac-12 champ in there. You know, I think Oregon, you know, has played pretty well. They've looked pretty good. Utah the same. And both of those teams, no matter who wins, they'll have a big-time victory over a team in the top 10, assuming that both of those teams went out. So that's going to be the quality win that they'll need moving forward. And I think that'll be enough to put them over the hump.
Bobby, great stuff as always, including the very beginning. I think that might have been the best stuff, period. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Hope to talk to you soon, bud.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Bobby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.